We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Ray Dunaway. Joe D'Ambrosio is here, and let the good times roll the next Tuesday. They certainly will for someone, and it'll be bad for somebody else. You want to introduce him?
Yeah, John Silver is a good friend. He used to write for UConn football for the Manchester Journal Inquirer, and like another sports person, has turned his eye to politics. He's working for Christine Stewart at ctnewsjunkie.com. Is she a good boss?
Yeah. No, she's great.
Yeah, don't lie. Don't lie.
No, it's been great covering this. You know,
he's
common in the right place.
He's covering the 5th congressional district. And last night there was another debate. Mary Glassman and Johanna Hayes. What was your take on that?
It's funny when you look at this. Obviously, all politics are local. Mm-hmm. But what I think we're seeing here in the 5th, especially on the Democratic side, is like a generational shift. Obviously, a lot of it had to do with Trump's election in 2016.
Sure.
We have Johanna Hayes, a newcomer to the field, battling Mary Glassman, who's obviously twice won lieutenant governor, long time First Selectman in Simsbury. And I think with what we're seeing is, like, you know, generational shift. The young people in the district, the youth, there's a lot of enthusiasm for Hayes. And there's a lot of resistance to newcomer Hayes from the Democratic establishment because they don't know her.
Really?
And they haven't vetted her. So, I think just like we're seeing all across this country, there's a lot of new people in politics. I think Hayes called it a generational shift yesterday. And, you know, their policies and what they believe are not much different. But what you're seeing is a fight on the other level, where they're talking about, who should be the leadership of the Democratic Party in the future and who can get people out to vote in 18 and 2020. And that's what I think we're seeing, and it's getting a little personal, in my opinion.
John, and then you look at the Republican side for governor. How many people do you have that have never been in office? I can think of three, at least. And then you've got, Aaron Stewart is making the jump, and she's been in politics for a long time, so there is that. But then there's Joe Markley. I think she can win, actually. If you look at this is an open seat in the 5th. So, you would think you'd get a lot of participation. I saw Johanna Hayes' ad, and she's there as Teacher of the Year, getting a handshake and a kiss on the cheek from Barack Obama. I suppose that has some influence.
Oh, absolutely. Especially to Democratic voters, and primary voters in the Northeast, I'd say that's probably as good as an endorsement as you can get. Seeing Obama there, given talking about Johanna Hayes, about her Teacher of the Year, you can't buy that kind of advertising and that kind of picture framing. And I think that kind of thing is really helped get her in the race, because up 10 days before, two weeks before the primary, the convention in June, nobody knew who she was.
She just came out of nowhere. She came out of nowhere.
And she came out of nowhere. Senator Chris Murphy is in her corner. Mm-hmm. He hasn't endorsed her, but he did encourage her to run, which I don't think she does that without that little nudge.
What about on the Republican side? Really, Manny Santos, known by people as the mayor of Meriden, but, Rich DuPont was supposed to come on our radio station and blew us off. We've had Ruby O'Neill on a couple of times.
Right.
I mean, to me, I don't know what happens on that side.
There's a lot of challenges for the Republicans nationally of this cycle, just when you look at the way it's going in this special election. So, I think that what their only play is to stay close to Trump and hope something changes in the greater environment in the country, and maybe things go back to normal. Because in the 5th district, if there's one congressional seat out of 5 that probably could slip in a normal year to GOP hands for the first time since 2006.
Right.
It would be the 5th congressional district, but there's just so many headwinds nationally. It's going to be really difficult. And I think one of the reasons to fire up the base is, maybe they didn't come on the show. Maybe It was a way for them to say, well, you know, we're going to do anti-media. Nobody wants to
hear. Yeah, but that's crap because he just put a TV ad out. So that's bull.
Or maybe they didn't want to answer your questions. I don't know.
That's probably it.
Final question.
Bob Diaco.
What are on the Republican side, what are the issues these guys? Immigration? Is that playing?
I think it's immigration. I think it's gun control or gun rights. I think that plays on some. You know, here's one thing, which has impressed me about Ruby Corby O'Neill is obviously he's a Honduran immigrant, a conservative Republican, a bit right. You know, pretty charismatic, a bit of a firebrand. Yeah. But you know, she's talking a lot of that about the opioid crisis. I mean, she's had her own personal issues with that and family mm-hmm. issues with that, and I think that can resonate, especially in the more rural parts of the 5th District, where the opioid crisis has taken down a lot of families, and a lot of families are struggling with that. So, I mean, she's the one, you know, a lot of people have talked about it. She's lived it. I think that kind of experience, she's very passionate about it. I don't think it's a political point for her to talk about it. I think when she does that, you know, she can really speak to people and people's experiences and solving it. And I think that's it. That opioid crisis is something that she may be able to talk about.
It'll all come to a head on Tuesday night. We'll have coverage here right after the Red Sox game. John Silver will cover the 5th District for CTNewsJunkie.com. Thanks, my friend. Be well.
Thanks, John.
Okay. You too. Dude. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Ray.
Good talk to you. 8:20.
5th District Republican thing's going to be crazy.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. There are two parts of the state that actually Trump was competitive. One was Litchfield County. Mm-hmm. The other was Windham County.
Right.
Everywhere else, blowout.
Not so much.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.